My name is Matt Klusky. I'm the key program specialist for the Ohio State Farm Service Agency in the production adjustment and compliance section. And I'm also currently working as a super user for the Midas software release.
Well, that's what we want to spend some time talking with you about. Big changes coming to Farm Service Agency offices nationwide.
Yes, that's correct. We're really excited about the release of our new Midas project. It's basically an integrated software that will combine both of our GIS components along with our farm records data that will ultimately result in a quicker payment and a quicker, easier turnaround in the county offices for workload.
So is this an upgrade that's long overdue?
Yes. The last system we have, called the System 36, came out in the late 80s. So this is the first major software release we've had for the agency. So it's something that's very exciting. We're kind of moving into a business processing system with this new Midas release, and it's something we're really excited about.
This just didn't happen overnight.
No, this has been a long process. Specifically, in my case, I started working around the end of 2008, first part of 2009, on several task force looking at the way that we operate in our systems. You know, are there certain forms that we need to keep? Are there things that need to be changing? So we analyzed our software to match what our processes would be in the office. If there were things that could be eliminated, they were eliminated. If we needed to keep them, we did keep them, and that has been integrated into this new software. But now we're finally to the point that we're starting to train our employees across the state and across the country. So we're finally to the software portion of this, which is getting exciting for those of us that have been on this project for a while.
Midas stands for what?
It stands for Modernize and Innovate the Delivery of Agriculture Systems.
I want to look at it from a couple of different angles, if we could. Let's look at it from the Farm Service Agency employee's standpoint, first of all. What's it going to mean for them?
Ultimately, it's going to be an easier process in the county offices because of the fact that we are integrating our GIS components along with our farm records. It's going to be a quicker turnaround when we're doing projects like reconstitutions of farms, when we're transferring farms. We're going to have the ability to do that stuff all internally. That it'll from the time we get an application to the time we process a payment, it's going to be an easier, all automated type system that will make alerts to the proper authorities that's saying, you know, this transaction needs completed. You know, there's a workload item that hasn't been addressed for a day or so. That will speed up our process as well, just making sure that we get something from the door, in the door and out the door as quickly as possible, but not only just quickly, but efficiently as well.
Is the learning curve in any way overwhelming for the employee?
I wouldn't say overwhelming. I would say it's different. Not all employees would have maybe necessarily worked with the GIS component or the mapping portion of the system. Where now with the integration, we have to look at the GIS maps in order to trigger farm record data or other program data. But I think the end users or the employees that will be using this will see that it is designed to be very user-friendly. There's not a lot of buttons to the processing. It's not an overwhelming software. It's a new process. So getting accustomed to a new process definitely will be a little bridge to overcome. But that's why we have the nationwide and statewide trainings that are currently happening in order to get those employees comfortable with that training, comfortable with that system. And then ultimately those will be resources that they can go back and access when they get into the new system.
So how much of the information in the old system has to be integrated now into into the new system?
All of our existing systems, as far as databases and data records, were kept. Those will serve as legacy systems for our new operating system. So there has been a major, major record migration that has occurred nationwide because all of that data, no producer information will be lost. So it's not going to require producers to come back in and recertify anything or, you know, give us records that they already have. They would just need to go for normal signups and that kind of thing. But the data that's already been there has been migrated over so that this new system will recognize anything that was previously in the system. But it is, when you look at not only across Ohio, but across the nation, that is a lot of records, a lot of producer information. So it has taken a long process to get everything migrated.
We mentioned the training sessions are being held across the country right now for the employees. It means a two-day training?
Yes, that's correct. Here in Ohio, we have a two-day training, and this is nationally. The agenda was developed nationally. So it is kind of a uniform training process that's across the country. We have a two-day in-person training that will not only be a presentation by trainers on the material, but they will have live simulations and they'll have the live training environment to work with to emphasize this new system, to let them work with the new system and get comfortable with it.
Well, we looked at it now from the Farm Service Agency employee standpoint. What does this mean for the farmer?
One of the benefits for the farmers would be that you technically with this system can go into any county office, for example, that you, if you're on vacation or you go, let's say you go to Florida for the winter and you farm here in Ohio, you could technically walk into any county office and initiate your application processes. Now, the approval processes would still be referred back to the administrative county for which that farm is located. However, you could initiate that information at any county office across the country because with this system, it is a nationwide system. County offices will now be able to pull data across the country, across state lines, you know, across county lines, whatever the case may be, to help producers access that information. And furthermore, with that, with a quicker processing system, it should ultimately end up in quicker payments.
We were also talking earlier about the information. Say if you're looking at your field maps and then the records, sometimes they may not be the same. This will adjust that.
Yes, the mismatch of GIS records and farm records will be gone with this new system. Because of the fact that GIS and farm records are completely integrated, whatever updates you make to the GIS portion of this software will automatically be updated into the farm records and vice versa. So if farm records is updated, the GIS maps will have to be adjusted to match those farm records, that there will no longer be any possibility of a mismatch. Now, as future releases come, that will also include acreage reporting. So anything that would be updated in farm records and GIS would then ultimately be updated into the acreage report as well. That is a future release that will come out later, possibly later this year. But everything with this new operating system will integrate, so all acres, all information matches across the board for every farm.
Matt, when you look back from the get-go, when you first started getting involved with this whole process, getting to this point where we're being trained now to what it might mean, what has excited you the most about what's going to be available to the farm operator?
This, I think, is extremely exciting just because we are now into a business operating type software that we can, I think, do a more detailed job in what we're doing because the records are matching. Not that what we've been doing in the past is a disservice or bad by any means, but, you know, this is designed to be a cutting-edge software. This is the first time in this SAP operating software that GIS data and tabular data as far as farm records has ever been migrated together into one operating system. So this is huge for our agency, and I think that it's great to be able to provide a cutting-edge service to our producers.
Matt, anything else about this new system that you'd like to mention?
Just that I think this is a really great opportunity. I realize that this is a time where we're extremely limited on budgets, but I think this shows the importance of this release just in terms of being able to deliver a more effective product to our producers, but also our employees as well. That, you know, it will save time in the county offices. It will be a more efficient process that they will be able to go from start to finish in a quicker time frame. That I'm really excited that we're finally to this point to get other folks involved and see where this is going and see this software. I've had the opportunity for several years to see and have made promises to the employees across the state that this was a great system and that this was coming. So I'm excited now that they finally get to see that information and the work that's gone into it.
It just brings to my mind another question. What's been the initial response of the employees that you've had a chance to visit with about this change?
We've had a lot of positive comments. Initially, some were a little skeptical if the software was going to work, you know, if this was going to be a true upgrade. And I think once they've finally seen the product and seen how they can log into to one particular area, they can access multiple program areas, multiple components, so to speak, and the tie-in between the GIS and farm records, I think all of them have been really excited about this. Of course, change is always a challenge across any group that you deal with and causes a little apprehension. But I think once folks actually are into the system or able to see the system, they're extremely excited about what's to come.